one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, now in our 20th season on the air. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us as the country enjoys this beautiful, sunny, hot weather. We're going to look back at a very eventful week for local pro soccer and preview huge home matches this weekend, both for the Rochester Rhinos and the Western New York Flash. They're not just called the New York Flash, all you people out there writing and making commentary. We are not New York City here. We're in Rochester, New York. The team's based in Buffalo. We are in Western New York. So get that right. Our Rhinos guest tonight is the red-hot Andrew Hoxie. He scored the equalizer in stoppage time in Friday's 1-1 draw with Richmond. We'll certainly talk about the controversy at the end of that match. The Rhinos should have won it. That's my opinion, and I got facts to back it up. We'll get to that. Okay. Got to tease people a little bit. But right, in just a moment, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the latest information in the Gold Cup. Michael's covering that, of course, for TropaGoal.com and BigAppleSoccer.com. We'll have all the latest international soccer news with Dick Howard, some big news for Canadian soccer. And also we will have with us a very special guest, certainly a name everybody knows, but he is the new head coach of Division I University California Riverside. He is the son of Lancers Wall of Famer Nelson Capello. Tim Capello will join us and talk about what it's going to be like to coach at a Division I, be the head coach of a Division I soccer program here in the United States. Here's our host now, Lancers Wall of Famer himself, Joe Sirianni.
Well, Andrew, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass on this beautiful summer day that makes you sweat and make you kind of loggy. But, again, there's no soccer today, so...
Well, there's no soccer today.
No, I mean in Rochester, but, well, you know, you don't have to worry about being dehydrated.
Unless you're one of the kids out there, thousands of kids playing soccer tonight.
But anyway, you know what they say, Andrew, that the apple doesn't fall too far away from the tree.
Just think of that.
And, you know, we are very, very happy that we'll have with us tonight a kid that I know, now a man. You know, I know him for a long, long time when he was a little kid and he was following his father around. And he used to take him on the field and teach him how to kick the ball. And now here he is. He's the head coach of a prominent university.
And one other thing, one of the players he's going to be coaching is competing in the Gold Cup right now for the tiny country of Belize, who is in the United States' group. So let's bring in now Michael Lewis to talk about the Gold Cup. And our domestic soccer report is brought to you by Salen's, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, good evening. How are you?
Very good, gentlemen. How are you? I'm just glad I'm in air conditioning right now here in Connecticut.
So we are too in Rochester. You know, we are a nice air conditioned place with friendly people and a good friend over here across from me, and we talk the sports that we love, soccer.
And so, Michael, you're in Hartford right now preparing for the U.S. against Costa Rica tomorrow night.
That is correct.
I've been to that field. It's a beautiful facility, and hopefully the United States will dispatch with Costa Rica. Of course, they need a win or a draw to finish first in Group A. But let's talk about what's happened so far in the Cup. The U.S. has looked very well. Chris Wondolowski certainly making his name and telling Coach Klinsmann, hey, I'm out here. I want to be on the World Cup team next year. And the U.S. has pretty much had its way with Belize and Cuba. Not really too surprising, but they did give up a goal in each of those two clubs. So I don't know. I'm sure it doesn't make Tim Howard very happy.
Well, definitely not. You know, the U.S. has gotten off to a slow start in each of the games. I don't know if it's the weather, the opponents, or just their motivation, but they've gotten stronger as the game has gone on. And I think one factor in the U.S. favor has to be match fitness. I think as the game goes on, the other team will wear out quicker than the U.S. will, which helps in many situations when a player wants to go right and he can't because his even though his mind wants to go one way, his legs might not react as quickly, and that could lead to a goal or a goal-scoring opportunity. But yes, when the U.S. has been on, they've been very, very lethal. Chris Wondolowski, I know maybe some critics will say, well, gee, look who he scored against. But as I think Antti Raasop once said this, he's a former U.S. international striker. If it was so easy, everyone would be scoring goals. So it's not easy to score goals, and I really think Wando is taking some big steps in securing a spot on the team because he's a different type of a striker. You know, give him the ball and he'll put it on net. And I'm not saying he's going to start for the team, but I think he could give the U.S. a viable option, perhaps. Off the bench. We'll see. It's still a long way to go until the 2014 World Cup, but he certainly has taken the right steps forward.
You know, Mike, it isn't really all about the ability to score a goal, but it's about the positioning to be in the right place at the right time, to anticipate. And that's what Wonder's got. He anticipates the play. He follows the ball, and he follows, you know, so he puts himself in that position to convert. That's, you know.
Exactly. You know, you hear the phrase, he has a knack for scoring goals. Well, yeah, it's something that cannot really be taught. Yes, you could hone certain skills and abilities, but, there are some just goal scorers who know how to do it. I mean, we saw it, use the example with the old Lancers, and even the Rhinos, and, you know, someone like a Carlos Finocchieri who could figure out where to be, Stojanovic, Sagota, many other goal scorers, Mr. Miller for the Rhinos. These players just have that innate ability to be at the right place at the right time. Sorry for that cliche, but that's how they do it. The goals that they score are not accidents.
That sounds like an Italian striker to me. That's a characteristic of great Italian scorers like Paolo Rossi.
I mean, if you really look at it, the great players and the people that score a lot of goals, you know, just they first of all they don't get intimidated. Secondly, they don't get muscled out of the ball, and thirdly, they know how to convert.
And I'll tell you this. A perfect example of that came in a Group B match the other night. Haiti outplayed Honduras. If you go by what happened on the field in between the goals, Haiti should have won. The problem is Haiti's forwards and midfielders did not have the composure in front of the goal to put the ball away. They missed some close-range opportunities. Honduras had just a handful of chances, four of them, and converted two. They won 2-0. Again, Haiti was, to me at least, undoubtedly the best team on the field. But Honduras walked away with the 3 points, and that's the bottom line. To me, I've always learned, when I learned soccer way back, way, way, way back in the 70s, that's the 1970s, not 1870s, I had to equate it with other sports and having a lot of shots and not converting. It's sort of like baseball, leaving a lot of men on base. That's how I learned the sport. But so it's good to convert your chances or have players who can in close quarters.
Mike, you know what is really in soccer? It's really that once you are in the 18-yard line, you have to take the shots. If you try to dribble and if you try to do the fancy stuff, it really does not work. If you look at Wando at the last game, and if you look at Donovan at the last game, you know, in the second half, they came out swinging. They took shots. They chased the ball. They controlled the ball. You know, they did all that needed to be done in order to put the defense in trouble. So, I mean, that's what soccer is about. Soccer is a team sport, of course, but the team, what the word implies, it goes from the goalie all the way to the forward. And if you got a good midfield that serves the ball to the forward, you expect them to convert.
Oh, exactly. A good goal scorer will know when to shoot, when to dribble, when to even pass off. And it happened so quickly. I mean, the greatest computer ever invented was the human brain. And when you're coming down the field, I think the worst thing to do is to think. I think it's one of these natural abilities, just knowing what to do. That's what makes Messi so great. I mean, he's got great skills to go along with it, too. But I think that, you know, he's got a great soccer/football mind. And the best players will just know when to do certain things. They make it look so simple that we think we can do it, and most of us mortals cannot.
Well, let's look at what's going on in the groups here. Last night, Group A finished up. Panama will top the group with 7 points. Mexico is in second place. Martinique has a good chance, I think, to qualify as one of the top two third place teams. Canada is out, and we'll talk to Dick Howard about that. But this Group B really is up for grabs, except for Honduras. They're already in, but Haiti, El Salvador, and Trinidad can all make the knockout round, and they're playing tonight, of course, down in Houston. It's El Salvador against Haiti, and Honduras takes on the Soca Warriors of Trinidad and Tobago. So El Salvador, Trinidad have 1 point each. Haiti has 3. Haiti gets a draw or a win, they're automatically in the knockout stage. El Salvador, Trinidad win, they're in the knockout stage. So it's really all to play for tonight.
Definitely. You know, I believe I mentioned this on the show in past weeks, that I thought Group B was the most competitive because you really didn't have a U.S. or Mexico there, or a Panama or a Costa Rica. So you had 4 teams that were fairly even. I would obviously give Honduras the edge, and they are atop the table, even though they were, again, outplayed in their opener. But still, it has been a very, very competitive group, and That's what you want. You know, you don't want something that's clear-cut, that everything is decided after the second game. You want to have these teams battling till the very end.
So anything can happen in Group B, basically. And then tomorrow night we finish up group play. The U.S. will play Costa Rica. Basically, U.S. ties or wins. They've topped the group. The big game, really, is the game before that, Cuba against Belize. If either of those two teams can win, they have a chance to get into the knockout stage, which I think nobody would even have considered up to this point. I mean, it would have to be a big victory by either Cuba or Belize. It would have to be a 4-goal win, but you never know. It is possible. And those goals scored against the United States may prove to be the catalyst to get them in. But obviously, they both have to win big, so it's going to be an offensive show. It has to be.
You would think so. They would come out maybe in the beginning, take it slow, but eventually both teams have to pick it up. I'm hoping that the people at Rensselaer Field will be entertained, and the people watching on Fox Soccer as well, too. Hopefully it will be a fun game to watch. I mean, I live for games like that. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it will be an entertaining affair.
Well, Mike, we'll have more on this, obviously, next week. We'll talk about the knockout stage. We'll already gone through the quarterfinals by our next broadcast. So it's a great tournament. It's been a lot of fun to watch so far. So we'll see what happens over the week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday to get the latest news on the Gold Cup.
Great. Hey, listen, gentlemen, I appreciate you guys having me on again. And have a good weekend, or week, I should say.
Thank you, Mike, and you have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Okay. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dick Howard. We'll have our international report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The West and New York Flash begin their final push for the NWSL title this Sunday afternoon at Salem Stadium against the first-place Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team Captain Christine Rampone. Kickoff is at 1:30. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets for the final five regular season home matches. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The West and New York Flash. Experience the best.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their fight to make the USL Pro League playoffs this Friday night at Salem Stadium as they face the Wilmington Hammerheads with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. It's Men's Health Night. Wear blue to support Project Zero and the fight against prostate cancer. $2 from every ticket sold will be donated to Project Zero. The players will be wearing special blue jerseys that will be auctioned off during the game, with all proceeds benefiting Project Zero. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, top-notch monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Again, the United States men's national team in the Gold Cup. Show your support out at the restaurant, the bar, wherever you go to watch the U.S. with U.S. soccer gear, courtesy of Top Notch Monogramming. And if you go there, mention Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, or when you go there, I shouldn't say if, when you go there, mention Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, they'll give you a 10% discount on your order. Dick, how are you tonight?
Not too bad, guys. Not too bad. Good to chat to you again.
And I guess the big news, Dick, is you just told me, is you're going to be making your way to Rochester pretty soon, huh?
Well, I'm looking to attend the game on Sunday. I hear so much about the Flash, and I've got to come up and see them for real. So that's on the cards at the moment. It'd be great to see everyone.
Oh, it'll be great to have you here, Dick.
And then rumor has it the person who should be in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame and is not the only man to have two NASL MVP trophies in his trophy case, Mr. Carlos Medinieri, may be in the house as well. So nice bit of a reunion.
Great to see Topolino again.
Well, Dick, we were talking about the Gold Cup, obviously. It was very disappointing for Canada being knocked out of Group A with just the 1 point. So where does Canada go from here?
Well, it's a group of death, wasn't it, when you look at the quality of the teams, and if you can't score, you can't win, and that was Canada's problems, you know, losing 1-0, 2-0 in the first two games against Martinique and Mexico, and then, of course, a scoreless tie with Panama, and that's been the undoing of the team. Defensively, they've made mistakes, but it's nice to have a little bit of a cushion, and the goalkeeper of the team was interviewed after the last game, and he said, well, you know, there's so much pressure because we know that if we give up a goal, we're probably going to lose the game because we're not scoring, and Canada have only scored one goal in their last 8 senior national team games, which is not good enough at all.
It's tough. Dick, what is the reason? The players? They don't have the players, so they don't have
I think a mixture of things, Joe. I think that certainly in the first couple of games, the coach had the team playing a sort of a 4-5-1, a flexible 4-5-1, and Marcus Haber was the lone striker. In the last game, he brought in Tyson Ricketts, who's got a little bit of pace to help Marcus Haber, but it wasn't enough. They came close on a couple of occasions, but at the end of it all, they had not scored a goal in all 3 games. And this is something that, unfortunately, in Canadian soccer, if we talk back about a long time ago, of course, of the World Cup in 86, we played in the World Cup finals in Mexico, but again, failed to score. And we've just got to start producing more players that know how to score and put the ball in the back of the net. And it's been a weakness, certainly, in recent years. Strong defense, good goalkeeping, you know, strong defensively, and some quality midfielders over the years. But apart from Dwayne Di Rosario, who you all know so well, and he was left out of the team for this tournament, it was a very young team. And the new coach, the Spanish coach, Benito Floro, will have a chance, obviously, to work with these players over the next couple of years. But in the end, they just weren't good enough to progress in the tournament.
When you look at Canada soccer of the past, just like you were talking about, many good players were developed before. I mean, I don't see the reason why, because Canada it's really into soccer more than the United States to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Is it because they don't put the Canadian Soccer Association doesn't put the money, you know, that it's needed?
That could be a factor. But again, Joe, you had you know, players playing in 15 different teams in 10 countries around the world. They're brought in for a pre-tournament camp of 5 or 6 days and expected to gel and play in a tournament. You're competing against a Mexican team that can just, at the drop of a hat, have a retreat or a training sessions in Mexico City because they're all playing in Mexico, the players on this Gold Cup team. So there's a variety of reasons. I think it was a young team. 8 players were making their debut in the Gold Cup. And when you're up against a Mexican team where I think there were 6 or 7 players that had played in that Olympic team that won the gold medal, it tells. Although, to their credit, they did show, you know, a lot of maturity in the last couple of games. Unfortunately, it didn't result in a result, but certainly the performance of some of the younger players augurs well for the future.
Well, there was some good news, though, for Canadian soccer. The MLS All-Star team was announced today, the team that will be facing Roma on July 31st in Kansas City for the MLS All-Stars. We'll be facing, again, Roma with Michael Bradley. 4 Canadian or Canadian-based players will be in that team, led, of course, by the great Italian international Marco Di Vaio. Got to mention him first.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
Camilo from Vancouver, who's leading the league in scoring. Will Johnson, the Canadian international. And Patrice Bernier, who is a Canadian international and plays for Montreal and has played here many times against the Rochester Rhinos. So some good news on that front.
Quality player as well. Patrice Bernier, he had an outstanding season last year and certainly would have been one of the key players in the Gold Cup team, but the decision was made to go with younger players. Will Johnson was at the Gold Cup, played half the opening game against Martinique, had problems, you know, that have still not been diagnosed and had to leave at halftime in that first game, and we didn't see him again for the rest of the tournament. But he's having an outstanding season with Portland, and really was missed because he was, you know, a captain that Coach Colin Miller relied upon a lot to set the example, and unfortunately wasn't 100%. But Camilo Silvestri, do you see that goal he scored at the weekend?
No, I did not.
You know, for the Whitecaps? Oh, a superb goal that you know, Lionel Messi or any of the top players would be proud of. You know, a long through ball, beats the defender and just slots it past the goalkeeper. But he's had an outstanding season for the Whitecaps.
So they're playing very well, and it'll be a great match that's coming up again on the 31st. But we've got some, by the way, I mentioned the Rhinos, of course, will be playing in Montreal on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Stade Saputo, the Impact Reserves, a very important match for the Rhinos. So, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to get a video feed for that match set up. It's not set up as of yet, but they're working on having an internet feed for that match so we can watch it on your mobile device while you're at the Flash game on Sunday. So a lot of things going on here.
It's great, isn't it, when you can do all these things with the electronic media these days and the things that you can do in receiving games from around the world on a little phone. It's just tremendous. So that'll be good if that can happen.
But Dick, the biggest international news, I think, didn't actually come from a player this time. It's come from management and ownership. One of the most famous owners in all of English soccer, Mohamed El Fayed, the former owner of Harrods in London. I've been to many times. You have to visit if you ever go
to
London.
You've been to Harrods, Andrew?
Oh, I've been to Harrods a number of times, yes.
Jeez. Actually, Andrew's English.
You've been elevated in my mind, you know. Jesus. You've got to have a few pounds if you want to go to spend some money at Harrods.
That's for sure. And he can gain a few pounds, too, in their food facility. But Mohamed El Fayed sold Fulham, a team that had featured a number of U.S. players in the past. And
that's right.
The new owner is owner of the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan. So that is the 6th U.S. owner now in the premiership. And it's going to be interesting to see how things may change. I know that the Fulham is a team that is not at the level, of course, of a Chelsea or a Manchester United or an Arsenal or a Tottenham if you're looking at London clubs, but they have a very devoted following. They're playing one of the smaller facilities in the Premiership, so it limits their amount of money, but, you know, the man, Shahid Khan, the new owner, he's made of money, so let's see what happened with this move here.
Yeah, well, what is it? Flexingate automotive firm. So from Flexingate to Fulham, it'll be interesting to see the impact he has on the team. But Ahmed Al-Fayed has done an excellent job. And I've mentioned this before, that if there's any fans that want to go over and see a great atmosphere at a game in the Premiership, go to Craven Cottage, because it's located right next to the River Thames. It's a marvellous little stadium and a great atmosphere to watch a game compared to some of the largest stadiums like Chelsea and Arsenal, for example, Andrew.
Well, Chelsea doesn't have that large a stadium, unfortunately. But it's going to be very interesting.
There's a smile on his face when you mention Chelsea.
I've been there, too. So there's a lot of stories behind Chelsea Stadium, but we're not going to get into that tonight. But some interesting transfer news, some interesting rumors. It looks like Manchester United's going after Cesc Fabregas, who just left to play at Barcelona. He may be coming back to the Premiership. Looks like Edinson Cavani, who we've enjoyed playing for Napoli, Joe.
Going to France.
Going to play for PSG. And some interesting thoughts about what's going to happen with Ibrahimovic, of course, who had a tremendous year with PSG. Is he going to
pass back in Italy?
Now they're saying they might go to Real Madrid, which should be interesting because he used to play for Barcelona. Yeah. And Wayne Rooney, what's going on with him? Is he going to stay with Manchester United, or
he's going to stay?
He's going to stay, but he may be relegated to the bench.
Yeah, I think Robin Van Persie is the favored man at the moment with the new manager David Moyes. So Rooney actually is not on the preseason tour in Asia, but certainly a player that can play a variety of positions. And hopefully, if Wayne Rooney, a fit Wayne Rooney, who's playing regularly, of course, is going to be a valuable person for Roy Hodgson, of course, in the English national team. He's vital if England want to qualify for the World Cup in Brazil.
Absolutely. So,
but if he sits at the bench, he won't be able to make the national team.
Well, there you go, you see. But the thing that gets me, guys, and I don't know if I misread this, whether it was a typing error, but with the transfer of Neymar to Barcelona, was I correct in reading that his father received $51 million as part
yes.
of the transfer fee?
I read the same thing.
Wow.
That is incredible, isn't it? I know he's owned by a couple of companies that are involved with the management of him, but $51 million to the father of the player.
I can't even comprehend $51 million. I wish I could, but... well, Neymar deserves it. He's proven he's one of the greatest players in the world, and boy, it's going to be a lot of people watching Barcelona this year with him and Messi. Can they coexist? That's going to be the question.
Well, Messi down the right side, Neymar down the left side. Geez, if you're a defender, you're going to be having kittens if you see those two players in attack. Geez, I tell you.
Well,
but no, it's a great time now. There's lots of talk and who's going where, and obviously, the dust will settle very shortly when the teams are getting finalized for the upcoming seasons around Europe.
Absolutely.
And a closing thing, Dick, I've got to tell you that Italy, which I am, kind of interested in, is turning into an international atmosphere. Pretty soon, the Italian soccer, as we know it, is going to be defunct because there's no Italian players that are going to be able to play. Because they got too many other players that are being bought and with big salary that they have to play.
Mm-hmm.
So
same as in the Premiership, Joe. England's facing the same challenges, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, we look forward to hopefully seeing you this weekend here in town and join the Western
guys.
New York Flash.
You have my number. Please call me.
Okay, guys. Take care. Great to chat to you again.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Sunday. Okay, bye-bye. Bye for now.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rochester Rhinos and Rochester Lancers forward Andrew Hoxie. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash begin their final push for the NWSL title this Sunday afternoon at Salem Stadium against the first-place Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team Captain Christine Rampone. Kickoff is at 1:30. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets for the final 5 regular season home matches. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Rhinos continue their fight to make the USL Pro League playoffs this Friday night at Salem Stadium as they face the Wilmington Hammerheads with kickoff at 7:35 p.m. It's Men's Health Night. Wear blue to support Project Zero and the fight against prostate cancer. $2 from every ticket sold will be donated to Project Zero. The players will be wearing special blue jerseys that will be auctioned off during the game, with all proceeds benefiting Project Zero. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
In the summertime when the weather is hot.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard, Sirianni, and Joe.
it was my pleasure, my honor to be the voice of the Rhinos for the game on Friday against Richmond. I'll be doing the next three games as well with your nephew, Sam Mongiovi, former member of our, and he will be a member when he's not working of our, exactly. Our broadcast team.
He probably wants to get paid now.
Yeah, he can have double my salary, okay? But anyway, joining us right now to talk about last Friday's game and this coming Friday's game against Wilmington is the hottest player for the Rhinos right now. 2 goals and an assist in the last 2 matches. And he's also, of course, a forward for the Rochester Lancers coming up this winter in the MISL. Joined by Andrew Hoxie. Andrew's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, this Friday night, 7:35 kickoff against Wilmington. And the team also travels to Montreal on Sunday for a 2 p.m. kickoff at Stade Saputo. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Andrew, thanks for being with us tonight. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Now, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Rochester. I know, for one, I'm very happy to see you back here and donning both the green and yellow of the Rhinos and the blue and gold of the Lancers. And tell us about what brought you back to Rochester.
Well, I love the area. I love the town. I mean, it's definitely a soccer town. Just great people, and it's a place where I can play both outdoor and indoor all year long, so can't get enough of it.
Well, Andrew, tell me a little bit, and you have become, you've been a goal scorer for the Lancer, and now you're a goal scorer for the Rhinos. Tell us about your role. You come out of the bench. You do what you do. You score goals. You score some, controversial goals, good goals. And then tell us about the last goal that Andrew and I have been arguing about, that it was not given. Tell us about it.
As my role coming off the bench, I don't mind it. I'm just looking at it as I'm trying to help the team right now. I mean, of course I want to start, and of course I want to, be out there and play 90 minutes, but I'm going to just right now do the best I can when I get on. And fortunately, I've found my groove again, and I was able to score last game. And the goal, I'm assuming you're talking about the one that crossed the line and it wasn't given to us.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, it was, I'm not sure exactly who crossed it, but we had two guys on the back post, and the ball was kind of at an awkward height, and he almost just had to hit it in with his hips, and it hit off the post, and it crossed the line, but unfortunately, no one saw it, everyone saw it, but the refs didn't see it, which is probably the most important people out there, so... unfortunately robbed us of two more points, but we did well to get back in the game, and we can't linger on that too long, so we just gotta focus on the next game against Wilmington, because we still got a shot at this. So
that's right. See, he's being positive. Andrew's think alike, and I just gotta say, Andrew, it was a goal. We know it was a goal. I was saying how I know it's a goal, because after the match, the Richmond players said it was a goal, and they knew they got lucky. They knew their streak should have ended on Friday.
Are you sure that they said that?
I have that from a very knowledgeable source, the most knowledgeable source of all, and that's not me, by the way.
My thing is this, Andrew. We have many opportunities to score goals. We seem to get in the penalty area in the 18-yard box, and we don't do nothing. Then, we pass the ball back, we shoot, we pass the ball. We do all the kind of things that a direct shot at the appropriate time, it would be great. But then toward the end of the game, we seem to get this energy and, that we want to win. And we have this, we really played the way we're supposed to be playing in the last few minutes of the game. Why is that?
I can't really put my finger on that. I mean, you're right. We do all the things we're supposed to do, possessing the ball around the back, trying to play pretty soccer, but, we forget that, the most important, you can't win without scoring goals, and that's the most important thing. And I don't care if we play, a bad form of soccer as long as we're scoring more goals than the other team. And it's right now we're just not putting it in the back of the net when we need to. And, you know, I think we're starting to turn the season around right now because guys are definitely fired up in practice, and we've been doing a lot of finishing, you know, and I have a good feeling about the next run of games.
I do too, and I tell you, as I was doing the broadcast, you got to give a lot of credit though to their keeper, the 21-year-old Jones. He was outstanding. It was very tough to beat a guy that size, and I said with my broadcast partner Sam Monjovi that we had to do something quick to beat him. Something where he didn't have time to react or use his height and width to make a save. And that's exactly what you did in the free kick. It was a great ball in from Gabe Lateague, and you just got your foot right on and volleyed right past Jones, and he didn't have a chance. So is that how you saw it?
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really remember it too well, and I haven't seen the video of it, but I was just, you know, trying to get in the box and trying to get a foot on it, and... Fortunately, I was able to do that. But he's actually the backup keeper, and I've seen him play before. And it's important to get a lot more shots on him earlier on in the game, because if you get a goalie, his confidence going, it's going to be tough to beat him later on in the game. So yeah, that's something we needed to work on.
So. Well, Andrew, it's coming up this Friday. You've got Wilmington at home, 7:35, and then you have to travel up to Montreal. All I have to say about Montreal is watch out for those Canadian referees. The Rhinos have had some interesting encounters with those referees in Canada in the past. So I don't know what else to say about that, but I'm sure Pat Ercole can tell you a lot of stories about some of the things that have happened to the Rhinos up in Montreal in the past.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
The reality is that, you know, I'm not a lover of referees. Certainly, I had my trouble with referees. But if you put the ball in the net, they might not give you one goal. But if you put two or three goals behind the net, they can take three goals away from you. They can take nothing away from you if you put the ball in the net.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for being with us. We'll certainly be there on Friday, and we encourage, all the fans, support their team. This is their last push for the playoffs. They've made the playoffs every single season. If they're going to make it again this year, they've got to have the home support. And just like the fans did on Friday when they got behind the team against Richmond at the end, it was extremely exciting. And it's a team we've beaten before, 1-0 earlier in the year. So Rhinos in Wilmington and Sunday against Montreal. Andrew, thanks so much for being with us, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Hoxie here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. As we mentioned earlier in the show, the Flash are traveling back from Portland right now, so we couldn't have a Flash player on the show tonight. But we want to mention the last couple of games. The game against Seattle, you got to give Seattle credit. They're really playing well right now. Megan Rapinoe has made a huge difference. They're undefeated in their last six matches. It's no disgrace to lose to them. And that match against Portland, one of the best matches I have ever seen in a women's pro league. It was just up and down, back and forth. The defenses were playing well. The offenses, Alex Morgan was on her horse the whole game. Tobin Heath debuted for the Portland Thorns. She played well. Sinclair did not have her best match, very true. And Abby, what can you say about Abby? She scored a great goal, but then Karina LeBlanc stoned her on that penalty kick that would have given the Flash a victory. So this is what happens.
It goes to show you, even great players miss penalty kicks.
That's right. But Sunday, Joe, against first place Sky Blue, five of the last six matches at home, the Flash can really finish out strong here. And the fans, you got to come out to see the Flash play. Not just Abby Wambach, but the entire team, and playing against all the great players from the other teams. The U.S. national team player, Christy Rampone, the captain of the team, is going to be here. But it's first place, Joe. Sky Blue FC's in first place. Nobody expected them to be in first place at this point in the season.
And that goes to show you, Andrew, that sometimes the ball, you know, anything can happen in soccer. You know, you get in a hot streak and you have a few things go your way, and, you know, and things go good for you.
That's right.
And sometimes just the way the Rhinos are, nothing's going good for them. But let's hope that they can turn it to run.
And again, importantly, 1:30 kickoff for the Flash this coming Sunday. It's a change from the original schedule because the game is going to be on national television. But you got to be in the stadium. Show the people around the United States. Portland is not the capital of soccer in the country. Rochester is the capital. So, Joe, another thing going on this weekend, you mentioned the Italian
Festival.
Well,
let me tell you, if you have time and you want to have the opportunity to experience some good Italian food, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Italian Medical Community Center, Festa Italiana. Friday starts at 5 o'clock, Saturday at 12 o'clock, and Sunday at 12 o'clock. Just come and experience the Italian traditions.
And I'll be there, too. We'll try to find some time to get there with all the football matches going on. But coming up after the break, we'll be joined by the new head coach of UC Riverside men's soccer, the son of Nelson Capello. Tim Capello will be with us here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Very appropriate. It's the last song from Nat King Cole. How about that? But we're back here. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, Rhinos in action Friday, 7:35 against Wilmington. I'll be calling the action on UNation.com or USLLive.com. So if you're in the stadium, tune it in and listen and tell us how we're doing. And the Flash on Sunday will take on Sky Blue FC at 1:30 p.m. You got to be there. Both those matches, show your support for local soccer. And speaking of local soccer, Joe, you've known this gentleman since he was, I don't know if he was in diapers. But
you know, when we, as we opened up the show, I said that the apple doesn't fall too far away from the tree, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome back to Rochester. A man now, I was a kid before, a man now that is making a name for himself. And not only he's the proud of his father, because, you know, Nelson is truly a Sagra man. He's a Sagra coach at MCC. He's been there a long time. And I'm sure that his son, Tim, is going to follow in the footsteps of the father. But I got to tell you, I had a conversation with Nelson, and he says Tim is better than him. Is going to be better than him.
All fathers say that. I'm sure it's going to be the case. So we're happy to welcome Tim Capello to the show. Tim's parents brought to you by Faber Homes of Rochester, 889-4840, or go to faberhomes.com. Faber Homes, great homes, great price. Tim, welcome to the show, and congratulations on being named the new head coach of UC Riverside.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And looking up about Riverside, this is a team that was in the top 20 last year, Joe, and it's a team that is up and coming. They've really improved their program over the past few years. Tim's been the assistant coach for the last three and now been promoted to head coach.
Well, yeah. Tim, congratulations, first of all. And tell us a little bit about your soccer career in California.
Growing up in the household I did with my father, you know, starting out following him around and being his ball boy for his MCG team was something I always wanted to do and pursue. So when I had the opportunity to go out to California and be an assistant coach at UC Riverside, you know, I took that step. Obviously, moving away from the family was difficult, but, you know, it's pursuing the dream. And the past few years have gone very well. And, you know, this opportunity has just come up where our previous head coach took a position as an assistant coach with Chivas USA's MLS team. So they promoted me up to head, and I'm excited to see what I can do with the program going forward.
It's going to be very exciting. And one of the things I want to ask you, Tim, and I know it's been a debate between the soccer people, whether they be the purists or whether they be the more American-style soccer people, college soccer versus playing in an academy that is sponsored by a pro team. What do you see as a college coach, the pros of playing college soccer as opposed to playing for, you know, the New York Red Bulls Academy?
Right. Well, I think as our country continues to progress with the sport, you know, the MLS academies are for sure the best developmental culture for them to come up in as a youth. And as we continue to grow, there's going to be more and more kids that can make that jump directly from the academy into, you know, the homegrown signings and playing directly into the MLS, you know, which is great. That's what the rest of the world does. But there's still going to be a large population of players who, at the age of 18, aren't ready to play professionally. So they're going to need somewhere to go, and that's where I think college soccer still has a great value to these kids, because they can go and develop, and if they're in the right system and that coach is coaching the game the right way, you know, they can come out 21, 22, 23 years old and still, you know, potentially have a professional career coming after that.
Tim, one of the questions that I want to ask you, and I know you grew up, you know, in a soccer family, and of course, you know, you know soccer is better than anybody. But can an 18-year-old college kid coming in into a program, can he be taught anything, or you have to accept who he is?
Oh, you absolutely can teach him. You know, and you got to remember that they're still 18-year-old kids too. So, you know, it's a lot of the how you teach him, how you talk to him, kind of the psychology of it really plays a big part. You know, and then getting the kid to buy into what you're trying to teach them, and, you know, maybe adjusting their tactics a little bit based, or, you know, from what their club coach has taught them the whole time growing up. You know, I think that's the biggest challenge. And then as soon as the kids, you know, are willing to buy into your system, you know, that's when, you know, the development and the success starts to come.
Well, Tim, we really appreciate you coming on the show. If you want to follow UC Riverside, they're known as the Highlanders, so good Scottish name for all you Scottish fans out there. You can go to GoHighlanders.com. That's the official sports site of UC Riverside, and follow their soccer program as they start off the 2013 season. And, Tim, we wish you all the best of luck. We'll certainly be watching you here from Rochester.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And enjoy the food that your mother's preparing for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Good home cooking.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Tim Capello here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Tim and Andrew Hoxie from the Rhinos. Greg Stan for setting up Andrew Hoxie in the night show. Again, the Rhinos in action Friday night, 7:35 against the Wilmington Hammerheads. And 2 p.m., they go to Montreal to play the Impact. Again, information on video for that match will be forthcoming at rhinosoccer.com. Western New York Flash back home Sunday, 1:30 p.m. against first place Sky Blue FC. 454 Kick to get your tickets for those matches. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in Hartford, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for the next edition of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Say goodnight, Joe.
Want to note that.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.